Are you ready to learn how to have financial wealth in the next 10 years? There will be generational wealth created. However, before that happens, the market is going to crash. And so I need you to prepare to take advantage of that, because it's coming soon to a theater near you.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, welcome back. So, I have good news and I have bad news. So, I always start with the bad news first, right? The bad news is I was wrong. And what I'm referring to is, if you look back at video number 7, that was in April of 2020, and video number 26, that was in June of 2020. I was predicting the stock market's going to crash because everything was overinflated, because there was so much uncertainty with COVID and all of that stuff. And what ended up happening was the economy kind of reestablished itself in a way where the new normal turned some companies that were just maybe struggling, or that they were just, you know, not being utilized to this maximum potential, have actually gone through the roof. And what we've done is we've restructured our way of doing business, our way of living life, our way of enjoying our homes and our friendships and relationships, and really a little bit of everything in some way, shape, or form has been affected by, you know, the COVID and the economy and low interest rates, and money has been flowing, right? Like a river rushing and gushing and feeding all of these different industries. And so it actually spurred a whole new wealth creation. So this was last year. So at that time, the market was kind of ripe for the picking. I mean, we saw what COVID did. I mean, within 1 month, the market dropped 35%, right? All across the markets. I'm talking about the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. So they all got crushed in really the fastest time I've ever seen the market crash that quickly. Within 1 month, you know, down 35%, and in some cases, I think almost 40%. And yes, money was on the street, money got poured back in, we had all of this stimulus, we had all of this new money has just been injected into the markets, which have now, you know, just have been exploding, is the only word I can use. Since April of 2020, and here we are in September, and the markets have just roared to new highs, and it's just really, really an anomaly. I know if you're fully invested that you're watching your account and your account's going through the roof, congratulations. And I'm warning you right now. Right? If I thought the market was going to crash a year ago when it was much less than what it was today, I'm telling you today even more so. Not only is it going to crash, but it's going to be much more severe than it was a year ago. Because now it's like the rubber band, right? The stock market is like a rubber band. It's being pulled, it's being stretched. It went down, because of COVID, and then now it's stretched further. It's like all the way over here. And it's kind of like, it's that, when we say when the market crashes, we say, you know, it is a meltdown, right? When something just kind of fails or whatever, it has some kind of a meltdown. Well, the other side of that coin is a new term that we created in the investment world or the financial world. Every so often, there's actually a melt up. And that is kind of like the fear of missing out. So all these people who are just watching the market and it's going higher and higher and higher, and their fear that if they don't invest, that they're going to miss out because all their friends are making money. We've got all this crypto, we've got Bitcoin, Dodge, Ethereum, and all these other little things, right? All these first-time investors start pouring money, whatever they have, into the stock market, and all of a sudden we get this melt up. That's kind of where we are right now. If you are an investor or a trader and you're looking at the charts right now, I mean, a normal healthy chart, it goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and it just has a staircase, right? It has a staircase because that is healthy, that is sustainable. But when you look at the charts that we're seeing now, it's like a hockey stick. It started like this, and then the last year, it has been like this. It's like a rocket ship, right? The market has been a rocket ship over the past year and a half or so. And I'm telling you right now, that is unsustainable. It can't keep doing that. I know they've got all these different factors in place and whatever, but this is the year 12 of a bull market. And what this reminds me of, so I don't know if you guys know or not, but I used to be a stockbroker, and I was helping people manage their wealth from 1998 until 2001. What we're seeing now, everyone keeps talking about why this is different from 2009. And 2008, right? Basically 2008, that fall of 2008, which was, you know, now coming up on 13 years ago, is when we had the global financial crisis and the markets, you know, crashed and all of that stuff. So I'm not talking about that. I'm seeing the market today with these IPOs and with the exuberance that I see today in the market, it reminds me of circa 1999. And this was the time that everybody was cautious, right? Everyone was so scared of while the Y2K bubble, right? In 2000, the banks and the accounts were not gonna prepare and all your money was gonna be gone, and there was so much uncertainty, they tried to scare everybody. Into the year 2000, all hell's gonna break loose. Everyone's gonna lose their money. And so there was a little bit of fear, right? So when that didn't happen, 2000 came, but back then it was like, you know, the eBays, Amazon was just, you know, a little kid. You know, the Yahoos, chips are always gonna be there, right? You know, we need semiconductors to power the universe. So all the chip companies, you know, all of them were just extraordinarily high. They were all melting up at that time. Money was just being infused nonstop, and everybody was investing. They were pulling equity out of their homes. They were margin to the gills, and that's what happens, right? When there's just no more money left, there's no more money left, right? Because how does the stock market go up? It goes up because people are buying. And at some point, there's no more money to invest. And so we're getting there right now. So in 2000, it didn't happen. We got the melt up until February of 2000. Really, it was like about middle of February, actually, and March is where everything hit the fan and the market started crashing, and it crashed quickly. It, in the beginning, crashed, rebound, and then crashed. That's what we're gonna see this time around. So, my prediction today is within the next 6 months, maybe 12 months, right? Maybe it can stretch to 12 months because this bull is ferocious. It really, really just seems like it doesn't want to stop. But if you look at the mechanics and everything, it's just unsustainable. Can't do it. So I am stressing, I'm urging you to don't wait till the music stops. Start selling right now. Start taking some chips off the table. Start banking. Start putting in cash. The amount of potential gain at this point is very minimal. And I promise you, in 12 months, within the next 6 to 12 months, you'll be able to buy whatever you're currently holding today at a much lower price. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but I got to pay capital gains. Yeah, but I got to pay taxes and I'm going to have all these gains and whatever. Great. So what? You know what? If you have losses, take some losses. If you have some positions, try to offset them as much as possible. But it's better to start fresh, sell, keep the cash, and I promise you something better, opportunity will come, and it could happen. I mean, we're September, historically September, October are like where all the crashes start, you know, in terms of like the big dips, Black Fridays, all of those ones in the past, you know, it seems to happen in the September, October months, which are, you know, right now approaching. So I'm erring on the side of caution. Please protect your wealth. And then what you're going to do is I'm going to make another video and we're going to talk about what are we buying. So then we're going to make a shopping list of what are we going to buy once the market crashes. We're going to have cash, we're going to have our shopping list, and little by little we're going to start accumulating all those long-term positions so that 10 years from now, when the next bull market starts, right, your portfolio will be 10 times more valuable than it is when you first invest. Okay? All right, you heard it here first. And this is August, the end of August, so let's call it, you know, August, September. By the time this hits the mainstream, 2021. All right? Thank you very much, you guys. As always, get out there, have a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.